Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast of Love. And, because that's me. I'm all about the love. Fanny Willis, the woman named after an ass, and she's got a giant ass. Sir Mix-a-Lot would be like going, you got a lot of back, and I think it's a little too much for me. Not disqualified, even though the judge basically said she was a liar and that the scumbag dude she was banging was a liar. I'm thinking this is a mixed blessing for Donald Trump because she, you know, this Nathan Wade guy was so freaking grossly incompetent that he was probably an asset to the defense case. But this just highlights, you know, the same bullshit that we keep seeing, which is there's one set of rules for the damn communists and another for us. I mean, it's unimaginable if I had done what she did as a lawyer and to think that the judge wouldn't nuke me from orbit. Okay, but he's not doing her because reasons, and there's always a reason why they can't be held accountable. James Comey had a reason Hillary couldn't be held accountable, and her had a reason that Biden couldn't be held accountable. And now there's a reason Fannie Willis can't be held accountable. But when it's a Republican, they literally invent new uses of laws to prosecute them, which is what her bullshit case is. It is, it's a RICO case, racketeering influence, corrupt organization case. We're none of the, where the people didn't even know each other or talk to each other. I mean, it's, everything is freaking bullshit. I do like the fact that we're going to be able to do this to them, though. I'm certainly hoping we have the courage to do it. It happens occasionally, and it'll happen more. It is unsustainable. The sissy Republicans are
waiting.
Thanks, hon. The giveaway was him motioning.
And the giveaway you didn't know.
I
didn't go.
I was all right. Going.
Nope.
Thanks for helping.
You're welcome.
Jeez.
Here to help.
How did I drive for 45 years without?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah. Wow. It's a miracle.
It was a lot. Were you crossing your fingers all the time?
I got a finger for you. Here it is. But,
good one. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. As funny as Fannie Willis in a bikini.
So that judge, I guess he was somebody is challenging him, right? So
yeah.
That's part of the reason why he did
this. I don't know. I don't know what his rationale is.
Part of it. He doesn't want.
Might be. Well, look, he's going to lose anyway.
The district went, 73%
yes.
Five?
It's all communists. It's a urban black district. So it's all Democrats.
That's why he did it.
Well, of course he did. He's going to lose. But he was going to lose anyway. I mean, he could have lost with dignity. You know, look, here's the rule. Judges don't want to make hard decisions unless, and why I say hard decisions, decisions they get pushed back on. It's not a hard decision to invent crimes against Trump. That's an easy decision because you're going to get supported by all the media. Okay. But this one, I mean, you know, what a fucking joke. Now, can it be appealed? It's an interlocutory order. It's an order before a final judgment. So, apparently, in California, you could take a writ on them, I think. I'm not sure in criminal cases. You can take a writ on it, which means you go and ask the Court of Appeals to look at it. Court of Appeals tells you no. I've won writs, but not many. Because you don't win many. You win very few. Here, you got to take two steps. The judge has to say, yeah, you can take an appeal on it. And then the Court of Appeal has to take it up. And I don't know if the court's going to give permission to take it on appeal. But it's going to screw the whole case for them. So the case isn't really about winning or losing. The case is about causing Trump election interference. They know this thing. This thing will eventually get to the Court of Appeal in Georgia, and then the Georgia Supreme Court, and then the United States Supreme Court. It'll be thrown out in the United States Supreme Court. It'll be gone. Because it's bullshit. So, there you go.
It'll be corruption because it was gone and it was bullshit.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't think people care. But I think people are hip to it. If you look at the, if you look at the numbers, people are, you know, Donald Trump is winning this election right now. I didn't think that was going to happen, but it is. And, I don't think they buy any of these cases because they know they're bullshit. And they're not just a little bullshit. They're total bullshit. It's, I mean, they, these, there is no legal merit to any of these cases. When, stupid people get on CNN or MSNBC, well, this is a poor, it's a bullshit case. And if the guy's name wasn't Donald Trump, you'd be laughing. These people have no, no freaking self-respect. Now, the thing I like is it is normalizing the ability to use unrelated laws in a manner to destroy your political opponents, which I propose that we do.
Only if you have judges that will go along with you.
Well, I just get the right judge.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
Well, you get the right. Well, maybe.
Right.
But it's not just the judges. It's, you know, it's the prosecutor's got to bring it. And the judge has got to, you want to run and see how long these guys are?
Yeah.
And then it's the prosecutor. And it's just, you know, this is just so alien to the kind of law that I actually practice. And you can text me. It is so alien to the kind of law that I practice because the law that I actually practice, you know, it has, you know, there are rules. It's like, it's not like Vietnam. There's a, Big Lewandowski. Big Lebowski. Riff. Big Lewandowski riff. Yeah. Okay. No, there are rules. And here, I mean, it's all bullshit. And you see these lawyers on Twitter or on MSNBC. And you look at their, resumes and they should be normal. They should be people who can actually practice the law in a coherent manner. And as soon as Donald Trump's on it, they have like a different law. Not like the two track thing. It's, they don't look, stop looking at like lawyers. They start looking at like freaking, politicians because they want it to be true. And they want things they'd want for no other criminal defendant. You think there is a, the only criminal defendant in America that the Democrats don't support wholeheartedly is freaking Donald Trump. And of course, the Donald Trump stuff is complete baloney. Look at this RICO thing in Georgia. There are a number of action, you guys took a bunch of actions and together they make you a racketeer. Influenced corporate, conspiracy. Okay. Organization. And a lot of these people have never met. They never talked, but they were trying to fight election fraud. I mean, it's such complete bullshit. And the actions that they took in furtherance of the conspiracy, many of them were perfectly legal. And here's a tweet twist. You're not going to. People aren't talking about this immunity thing. Okay. Presidential immunity. Not in the Constitution, but kind of necessary. You can't sue the president, for, you know, doing things as president. All right. That's kind of like the basic principle. The Court of Appeal, well, Trump's guys made an interesting strategy. They said, anything I do, I have total immunity. Okay. And the Court of Appeal said, no, there, you don't have total immunity, but they didn't say what the immunity was. Okay. They didn't set that out. There's definitely immunity. If there isn't, as soon as Trump gets in office, we indict Barack Obama for murder because he launched a drone at an American citizen. Right? Right? Normally you say, well, he's immune from that because that's, you know, a presidential action. The test, we think, is within the scope of his official duties. Okay, the Court of Appeal in the District Court of D.C., the one that's being challenged at the Supreme Court, did not measure what is and isn't within the scope of the president's duties in this case. Okay? So it hasn't done that. But it's pretty clear to me, at least, that the Supreme Court's going to say, well, you're not immune from everything. All right? You can't walk in. You can't have the SEAL team go kill your political opponent. But you are immune from official duties. So, or acts done in your official capacity. Okay. And then that will be construed broadly because you don't want, if it's even remotely related, you don't want the president to be able to be sued over it. Okay. So, or sued or prosecuted. Okay. What's that? How's that apply in the Trump case? Well, none of it was in official duties because he was violating our democracy and that can't be within his initial duty. No. No, it's got to be tested. It's got to be litigated. And who does that? Does the Supreme Court do that? Does it take evidence? No. You send it back to the trial court, you know, bunch of losers on MSNBC. Won't tell you this, but it's going to get sent back to the judge who seems to have it out for Donald Trump. But she's going to have to go through a process to determine which of the predicate acts, that is the acts that constitute the wrongdoing, alleged, are covered by immunity and not covered by immunity. Okay? And then that's got to get, then she's going to rule and she's going to rule almost nothing is covered by presidential immunity. And then that's got to go back to the Court of Appeal, which will rubber stamp the judge. It's a very left-leaning circuit. And that'll go to the Supreme Court. What you're hearing is that it's not going to have, this trial's not going to happen in 2024. And all the leftists are all pissed. And they're like, I can't believe this is happening. I mean, we held on to it in order to have the trial this year. And now he's trying to defend himself using all his rights and privileges as a defendant, you know, to fight this bullshit case. I can't believe it. How dare he? Good for him. Good for Donald Trump. So I see when this thing, there's going to be oral argument in April. There will be a decision at the end of June. And I think they send it back to the trial court to determine what is and what is not a act covered by presidential immunity. And I think they will define what kind of acts are or are not. Maybe. But I think they're going to send it back to the court for fact find. And that's going to completely screw this. You don't do that overnight. That doesn't happen. Nothing happens fast in court. All these liberals are, I can't believe, what about our right to a speedy trial? Defendants have a right to a speedy trial. Government doesn't have a right to a speedy trial. Okay. You certainly don't have a right to a speedy trial in order to screw your political opponent. That is not a thing. That's not in the Constitution. It's not in the law. So, you know, how dare Donald Trump use every available defense and tactic to serve his interests? That just shows he's even worse. Yeah, well. This Georgia thing, I don't think it's going to go. Will that Georgia judge allow it to be appealed? 50-50? I could see him not doing it. Or I could see him letting it. But here's the other thing. There's a special Georgia law that allows a party, if the DA is somehow corrupt, to go to the judge and demand that the judge report it to the attorney general. I expect they will be in there within a week or two reporting fat ass for, perjury. I think that, first of all, this is because she perjured herself. Well, she's not on trial here. Yes, she is. Dumbass. They're moving to disqualify her. She's on trial. And, she lost. I mean, look, she hasn't been disqualified yet. I think if he allows an appeal, I expect she'll be disqualified. As she should be disqualified, she is massively corrupt. as well as massively massive. I mean, I don't understand why she's so fat. You know, her boyfriend, I'm like, dude, not, no, just dude. All right. Yeah. Dude. I do like how the judge in his order said, well, you know, she paid him back in cash for everything. I don't know. He didn't. I mean, the decision is a joke. You listen to Megyn Kelly on it. He had Shannon McCarthy and, Mike Davis and some other guys, Alan Dershowitz, and they just disavowed this. So the podcast after me that you should listen to is Megyn Kelly on this one, because that's pretty comprehensive. But the bottom line, what you need to know is that this was a bullshit decision, and it is not over. If it can't be appealed during the trial, it can be appealed after. And I'm wondering what the remedy is. First of all, I gotta say, Georgia's got a lot of weird freaking laws. All right? They've just got a lot of weird laws about pardons, about appeals. And I'm not an expert on Georgia law, thank goodness. But I do know that once their Supreme Court rules on something, and there'll be constitutional challenges, so the U.S. Supreme Court will take it. It'll eventually go up there. And I think this prosecution will die there. Of course, now, is Trump going to be convicted? Of course he's going to be convicted. It's 73% Democrat. Of course, he's being framed, people. The same thing in the D.C. court, same thing in New York. The only place he's getting a fair hearing is the Florida case, which is a Trump-friendly venue, and a judge who's not, you know, a Trump-hating scumbag. And she's, you know, this week she made some rulings on the case. She said that the Espionage Act cases were not unconstitutionally vague. All right. Ooh, look at that. That's a cool tape. She also said, she's taking under, you know, she'll eventually get around to the selective prosecution issue, but she was very curious about that. She's like, well, Hillary didn't get prosecuted. Yeah, but that was different. Biden didn't get prosecuted. Yeah, well, that was different.
Well, the difference is the Democrat.
I mean, you know, like, oh, we're not prosecuting Trump. Well, he didn't cooperate.
Well, hold. Did Biden?
You know, well, once they caught him, that's interesting. We're not going to prosecute this criminal because when we caught him coming out of the bank with the money, he handed it over. Not like that other guy who said, no, it's my money. And maybe it was.
So,
look, I think their lawfare stuff is going down the tubes. I think it is dying under the weight of their own incompetence. I mean, how retarded do you have to be to have Fannie Wallace, you know, carrying a wire? I mean, she's a fucking incompetent. She's a diversity hire. She's a moron. She's a crook. She's a babbling communist.
She's getting away with all of it.
She's not getting away with it. It's slowly.
She committed perjury.
Yes.
Nothing happened to her.
Yes. You're right. In the 24 hours since the judge made his ruling, nothing has happened. All right. You are correct.
He didn't make it sound like, well, he's not going to do it. Oh no. He left it to other people to try to do something.
Well, like, you know, like the bar.
Do you think the bar is going to do it?
I don't know. I don't know what their bar is. The California bar.
Exactly.
I mean, California bar had a giant scandal where they had a very well-known and rich attorney who was constantly stealing from clients, and the bar didn't do anything about it for years. That was a very big problem. And hopefully the bar has fixed it. But, you know.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's much remedy.
No, there's a ton of remedies. It's just, but it's not going to happen now. It hasn't been used yet. Nothing happens fast.
Well, that's for sure.
Okay.
Nothing
happens fast. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to say, you know, this is all bullshit and, nothing's ever going to happen. They're going to get away with it. But I can't tell you that because it hasn't played out yet, and it's got to play out. But I think we played out here on Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast, give you a little insight into my thinking on these various cases. Go get The Attack.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant. 1750.
Beautiful mind.
Yeah, the beautiful mind.
Right, beautiful mind.
Yeah. By the way, worst movie we've ever seen. 20 minutes of Poor Things.
Oh, jeez. The
only thing that was interesting was the duck dog. The dog that was like half duck. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
But then it just got weird. It was so freaking stupid.
I just couldn't get through it. And I keep hearing it gets better. I'm like, well, it definitely
It gets better when she's like naked more.
I think that's what happened. I really think that's what made it better for people.
I think that's why she got the Emmy Award. She's like, nah, I'm going to show them.
Yeah. And I think from the
not much
people
of a rat.
Would just kind of...
She's not Sydney Sweeney.
No, but, you know, they just... People liked the little bit they saw at that beginning, and it trapped them. It was a thirst.
A thirst trap. Nice use of the term, thirst trap. Well, I think we've gone as far as we can here on Unredacted.
But I'm old, and I know what that means.